This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Friend Method Stops Emotional Escalation from Destroying Friendship Conflict Conversations. 6 Steps to Stay Emotionally Grounded When Friendship Conflict Gets Hard. In short, emotional escalation is the single biggest reason friendship conflict conversations fail. When feelings overtake structure, good intentions produce damaged relationships. The Friend Method gives you a 6-step sequence that keeps your emotions in check without making the conversation cold or robotic. Friendship conversations carry a unique fear the talk itself might end the friendship. Without structure, that fear becomes the reason you say too much, too sharply, or nothing at all. The Friend Method channels emotional honesty into productive, repairable dialogue. Definition: The Friend Method is a 6-step emotional control framework for navigating difficult friendship conversations. It guides you through frame, respect, identify, express, navigate, and decide, helping you stay grounded when feelings run high and the relationship is at stake. You sat down to tell your friend something important. You had rehearsed it. You knew exactly what you wanted to say. Then they said one thing that caught you sideways, and everything you prepared dissolved. Your voice went sharp. They went quiet. By the end of the conversation, you had not resolved the original issue at all. You had created a second, larger one. I have been there more times than I care to count, and I spent years wondering why good intentions kept producing bad outcomes in friendship conflict conversations. The answer, eventually, was simple: good intentions are not the same as good structure. Emotional escalation does not care how much you care about someone. It moves faster than care does. The Friend Method, which I introduce in Chapter 13 of Say It Right Every Time, was built for exactly this problem, giving you a reliable framework to hold onto when emotion starts pulling the conversation off course. What makes friendship conflict so emotionally charged? Workplace disagreements are hard. Family arguments are harder. But friendship conflict carries its own particular weight, and it is worth naming before we go any further. Friendships are voluntary. Nobody is required to stay. That fact sits beneath every difficult friendship conversation like a live wire. When you raise a concern with a colleague, both of you know the working relationship continues regardless. When you raise a concern with a friend, some part of your mind is already calculating the risk that they walk away. That fear does not show up as fear. It shows up as defensiveness, or aggression, or the sudden inability to say what you meant to say. As I write in Say It Right Every Time, the conversations you avoid don't preserve the relationship. They erode it. Silence doesn't protect friendship. It slowly kills it. I have watched good friendships die a slow, silent death because both people were too afraid of the conversation to have it. Avoiding those conversations is a pattern worth understanding. Unmet needs that go unspoken become resentments that go unresolved. The emotional stakes of friendship conflict are real. The Friend Method does not pretend otherwise. It gives you a sequence that respects those stakes while keeping your emotions from running the conversation. The Friend Method. All 6 steps, fully explained. In Chapter 13 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out this framework as a 6-step sequence for navigating difficult friendship conversations. Every step serves a specific emotional control function. None of them are optional. Here is how the method works, and more importantly, how to use it in the moment. Step 1. Frame with care. What it does. The way you open a difficult conversation sets the emotional temperature for everything that follows. Frame with care means you lead with the relationship, not the grievance. You signal that this conversation is coming from a place of investment, not accusation. How to use it. Number 1. Choose a private, low-pressure setting. Not a restaurant. Not a group event. Number 2. Open with a sentence that names the friendship before naming the problem. Number 3. Ask for permission to have the conversation rather than launching into it. A strong frame sounds like this. I'd like to talk to you about something that's been on my mind. I value our friendship, and I think it's important that we can be honest with each other. That comes directly from script 98 in Say It Right Every Time, and I include it because it works. It lowers the emotional temperature before anything difficult has been said. Why not to use the step on its own? Framing is not enough if you are already mid-conflict. If the conversation has already started to heat up, move directly to step 5. Eamon's note. Most people skip this step because they are too anxious to slow down at the start. That anxiety is exactly why you need it. Step 2. Respect the history. What it does. Before you raise the issue, you acknowledge what the friendship has been. This is not sentimentality. It is an emotional anchor. When people feel their history is being respected, they are far less likely to become defensive. How to use it? Number 1. Name something specific and genuine from your shared history. Number 2. Make it brief, one or two sentences, not a speech. Number 3. Connect the history to why the conversation matters to you. For example, we have been friends for 8 years, and I have always been able to talk to you honestly. That is why I'm bringing this up instead of letting it sit. When to skip it? If the friendship is very new, or if the specific concern is the history, for example, a pattern of one-sided effort, move more carefully here. You can still acknowledge what the friendship means without overstating its depth. Eamon's note: respecting the history is what separates a difficult conversation from an attack. It tells the other person you're fighting for the friendship, not against them. Step 3. Identify the specific issue. What it does. Emotional escalation thrives on vagueness. When you say you never make time for me, your friend hears an accusation and responds emotionally. When you say I have noticed that the last 3 times I suggested we meet, you cancelled at the last minute, they hear a specific observation. One invites defence, the other invites dialogue. How to use it? Number 1. Write down the specific behaviour before the conversation. Not the feeling, not the story you have built around it, the behaviour. Number 2. Describe using concrete examples, not patterns or character judgments. Number 3. Keep it to one issue. Two issues in one conversation double the risk of escalation. Script 101 from Say It Right Every Time is built on this step. I feel like I'm always the one reaching out, and it's starting to hurt. I'm always specific examples, and I rarely hear from you unless you need something. The specificity is what keeps that sentence honest rather than accusatory. If you find yourself spiraling into multiple grievances before the conversation even starts, the signs of emotional hijack are worth knowing before you sit down. Eamon's note: specificity is an act of respect. It tells the other person exactly what you need to talk about, and it gives them a fair chance to respond. Step 4. Express feelings honestly. What it does. This is the emotional core of the friend method. It is where you move from describing what happened to saying how it affected you. Done well, it opens the conversation. Done poorly, it shuts it down. How to use it? Number 1. Use I statements. Every sentence in this step starts with I feel or I notice or I have been carrying. Number 2. Name the feeling precisely. Hurt, confused, overlooked, taken for granted. Vague emotions produce vague responses. Number 3. Do not explain or justify the feeling. State it and stop. The standard version of script 98 shows this in practice. I've been feeling specific feeling about specific issue, and I don't want to let it build up. I care about our friendship, so I wanted to be honest with you about what's going on for me. When this step goes wrong. When I feel slides into I feel that you, that is no longer an I statement. It is an accusation wearing thin disguise. The moment you add that you after I feel, you've handed the emotional control back to reactivity. Eamon's note: the hardest part of this step is trusting that the other person can handle your honesty. If you cannot trust that, it is worth asking yourself what kind of friendship you actually have. Step 5. Navigate to understanding. What it does. This is where most frameworks stop. The friend method does not. Navigation means you do not finish expressing your feelings and then wait for the other person to either agree or defend themselves. You actively invite their perspective. How to use it? Number 1. After expressing your feelings, ask a genuine question, not a rhetorical one. Number 2. Listen without preparing your next point while they answer. Number 3. Reflect back what you heard before responding. What I'm hearing is keeps both people anchored. This step is the difference between a conversation and a confrontation. De-escalating a conversation that is already charged requires exactly this kind of deliberate, reciprocal exchange. If the conversation begins to unravel here, that is not failure. It is information. The recover method gives you a structure for conversations that go sideways mid-flow, and it pairs well with this step. Eamon's note: you cannot navigate to understanding while you are still defending your position. You have to set the position down first and pick it up again later if you need to. Step 6. Decide on a path forward. What it does. A conversation that ends without a decision leaves both people in the same fog they started in. The final step of the friend method requires you to name, together, what changes next. This is where emotional control becomes most important, because people often want to exit the discomfort rather than close the loop. How to use it. Number 1. Ask directly. What do we want to do differently going forward? Number 2. Make the agreement specific. Not let's try harder, but I'll reach out on Tuesdays, and you'll let me know if something comes up. Number 3. Name the next check-in. When will you both see whether the agreement is holding? Script 104 from Say It Right Every Time shows what this looks like when the path forward is an ending rather than a repair. I care about you, but I need to step back from this friendship. I wish you well. Not every conversation ends in resolution, but every conversation deserves a clear, honest close. Eamon's note. Good friendships can handle difficult conversations. Great friendships require them. I have tested that belief across 6 decades. It has never let me down. When emotion hijacks the conversation mid-flow, you can prepare the friend method perfectly and still find yourself 3 minutes in, heart-hammering, saying things you will regret. That is the amygdala hijack in action, and it is not a character flaw. Understanding what an amygdala hijack actually does to your brain is genuinely useful before you walk into any high-stakes conversation. When it happens, do 3 things. Stop speaking. Breathe slowly for 4 counts in and 4 counts out. Then name the disruption out loud. I need a moment. This is important to me, and I want to get it right. That sentence does something powerful. It signals to your friend that you're still engaged, still committed, and still in control enough to ask for what you need. It prevents the silence from being interpreted as withdrawal or contempt. Once you have regulated, return to whatever step in the friend method you were at. The framework waits for you. That is the point of having one. Choosing the right emotional control tool for the situation. Not every friendship conflict needs the full friend method. Here is a quick guide. Situation best approach. A concern you have been sitting on for weeks. Full friend method. All 6 steps. A pattern of one-sidedness. Steps 3 and 4 first. Then full sequence. A betrayal of trust start at step 4. Emotions need space before logic. A boundary that needs setting steps 1, 3, and 6. Respect and clarity. A conversation that has already gone wrong pours. Then deal method or recover. Declining an invitation, no framework needed. A short honest sentence is enough. Ending the friendship full friend method, with step 6 as the destination. The key principle, the more emotional charge a conversation carries, the more structure you need, not less. Emotion makes people want to wing it. Structure is what keeps winging it from becoming damage. For conversations where things have already broken down badly, recovering a relationship after a catastrophic conversation requires a different first move than the friend method provides. Know the difference. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where good people go wrong with emotional control frameworks. I have taught the friend method to hundreds of people. The same 3 mistakes come up, reliably, every time. The mistake, treating the framework as a script to recite rather than a sequence to follow. Why it happens. Anxiety makes people want certainty, and certainty feels like memorized words. What to do instead? Learn the purpose of each step, not the words. Then speak in your own voice. The mistake. Skipping step 5 because the other person's response feels like an interruption. Why it happens. After expressing vulnerable feelings, most people want to be heard and move on. Inviting the other person's perspective feels like risking the emotional ground you just gained. What to do instead? Remind yourself that step 5 is not a concession. It is what converts a monologue into a conversation. The mistake. Letting step 6 dissolve into vague goodwill. Why it happens. Both people feel relief that the hard part is over and rush toward warmth without closing the practical loop. What to do instead. Before you leave the conversation, name 1 specific change and 1 specific timeline. Vague agreements are not agreements. They are postponements. Building the habit. From framework to fluency. Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time outlines a 6-day transformation plan built on exactly this principle. Small, consistent practice compounds into genuine fluency. You do not learn emotional control in a single conversation. Start with low-stakes situations. A mild frustration with a friend. A small boundary you've been reluctant to name. Use steps 1 and 3 only. Notice what happens. Notice whether you stay regulated or whether you feel the familiar pull to either avoid or escalate. After 2 weeks of that, practice the full sequence in a medium stakes conversation. One you have been putting off, but not one that risks the friendship entirely. Keep a short log. What did you prepare? What happened? What you would adjust. By week 6, the steps will feel less like a checklist and more like instinct. That is muscle memory. It does not come from reading a framework. It comes from using it, imperfectly, over and over, until the structure becomes part of how you naturally move through difficult conversations. The full 60-day plan in Say It Right Every Time gives you a phase-by-phase sequence for building exactly that kind of fluency across every type of conversation, not just friendship conflict. Progress is not linear. Some conversations will go beautifully. Others will fall apart mid-sentence, despite your best preparation. Both are practice. As I write in the book, every master has failed more times than beginners have tried. Frequently asked questions. What is the friend method? The friend method is a 6-step emotional control framework for navigating difficult friendship conversations. The steps are frame with care, respect the history, identify the issue, express feelings honestly, navigate to understanding, and decide on a path forward. It keeps emotions in check while keeping the conversation honest. How does the friend method prevent emotional escalation? It gives you a clear sequence to follow before your emotions can hijack the conversation. Each step slows the interaction down deliberately, redirecting your attention from reactive feeling to purposeful communication, so the friendship conversation stays on track even when the subject is painful. When should I use the friend method in a friendship? Use it when you have been avoiding a conversation because you fear the emotional fallout. It works best before resentment has fully set in, when both people still care about the friendship and are willing to engage honestly rather than defensively or with blame. Can the friend method help with a one-sided friendship? Yes, though identify and express steps give you precise language for naming the imbalance without accusation. Script 101 from Say It Right Every Time pairs directly with this framework, helping you describe the pattern clearly while the navigate step keeps the conversation from collapsing into blame. What do I do if emotions still escalate mid-conversation using the friend method? Pause the conversation openly. Say something like, I need a moment to collect my thoughts. This is not avoidance. It is a repair move. You can return to whichever step you were on once both people have had a chance to regulate. The framework waits for you. How does the friend method differ from general conflict resolution frameworks? Most conflict frameworks are designed for workplace or neutral party settings. The friend method is built specifically for the emotional complexity of voluntary relationships, where the fear of ending the friendship itself becomes the biggest barrier to honest, productive conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.